Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce.
Here's the WVIK forecast. We'll have to keep a watch on some of the showers and thunderstorms blossoming over central Iowa this morning. That's sending some cloudiness into our area, and we'll see where the storms end up. Best we'll be able to do today is partial sun. We're 75 to 80. Chance of a shower or two overnight, 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, breezy 85. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Partly sunny, breezy, comfortable Sunday, 75 to 80. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton.
The Moline Police Department will hold a gun buyback event tomorrow. The goal is to reduce the rate of gun violence in the city by taking firearms out of circulation. Detective Michael Griffin of the gun unit says people can drive up to the police station downtown and exchange their guns for cash.
Just pull into the Moline Police Department in the front and stay in your car. Have the gun all the way in the rear. We'll retrieve it. An armorer will check it to make sure it's a legitimate firearm, and then we will give you your money, you can be on your way.
The guns will be checked and then melted down. Handguns and shotguns will be purchased for $100. Semi-automatic rifles that use magazines are worth $200. The department will not buy non-functioning firearms. The money comes from private donations and not from the department's budget. The gun buyback will be held from 9 a.m. till noon tomorrow at the Moline Police Department downtown. Gun rights groups in Illinois hope yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court decision about guns will open the door for more Second Amendment rights.
The court's decision saying Americans have a right to carry guns in public will not directly impact Illinois' concealed carry laws. In Illinois, authorities must issue a concealed carry permit if a person meets the requirements, unlike in other states where there's more discretion. John Bach with Guns Save Life is hopeful judges will now reassess Illinois' gun laws, including the requirement of a firearm owner's identification card.
Imagine having to pay a licensing fee to attend church or to read a book. That's how we look at the Floyd card and its unconstitutionality.
Gun Save Life has challenged the Floyd Act in local and state courts. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
16 states and Puerto Rico are jockeying for early slots on a new Democratic presidential primary calendar, offering presentations for party leaders on why they deserve to go first or at least close to it. Iowa has held the leadoff position since 1972, but technical glitches undermined its Democratic caucuses 2 years ago. Other states are making their cases. Over 3 days of meetings of the Democratic Party's Rules and Bylaws Committee, including Illinois.
State Comptroller Susana Mendoza was in D.C. for the presentation. She says no other state compares to the ethnic and regional diversity of Illinois.
We look like America. We talk like America. Southern Illinois is the South. The road to national appeal, it runs right through Illinois. It's called Route 66.
Mendoza and Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch, who spoke via video, said the state will do whatever it takes, even move the primary date again. National leaders will decide the order of states in August. I'm Claudia Morell.
The Chicago hedge fund billionaire who bet big in next week's Republican gubernatorial primary says he's leaving Illinois.
Ken Griffin sunk $50 million into Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin's GOP campaign for governor and said that Irvin embodied the American dream. But Irvin's political hopes have turned nightmarish after polls showed the once frontrunner is now trailing State Senator Darren Bailey by double digits. Griffin announced he's moving his hedge fund, Citadel, to Miami and has already relocated his family to Florida. A Griffin spokesman said Irvin's sputtering campaign wasn't a factor in the moves. But one top Illinois Republican told WBEZ it appears Griffin believes the polls and that bailing on Illinois is definitely not a good look for Irvin's campaign with the election 5 days away. This is Dave McKinney.
One of the Republican candidates for governor will be in the Quad Cities today as part of a final state tour ahead of next week's primary. Paul Schimpf will begin the day at 8 o'clock this morning in Elizabeth and Joe Davis County and then travel to Milan for a stop at the Welcome Inn. That's at 118 West 10th Avenue, begins at 10 o'clock this morning. To celebrate its 70th anniversary this weekend, the Davenport Junior Theater will host a picnic, main stage show, and open its new museum. Since 1951, it's been a space for children to participate in dramatic arts. Development director and former junior theater student Daniel Sheridan says his motto is "For kids, by kids."
But more importantly is what the kids take away. You know, they learn about how to communicate with clarity and confidence and creativity, no matter where their life takes them. You know, that could be in front of a boardroom. It could be leading a PTA meeting, coaching a soccer team. These skills get taken away and applied towards life.
Much of the celebration was organized by children, and they'll also run this weekend's activities.
You know, all the different ways that kids can be involved. So not only are they performing on stage, but they're running the light and sound equipment up in the booth. They are the backstage crew. The majority of our front of house team welcoming guests is all students.
The picnic celebration starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It is open and free to the public. The Davenport Junior Theater's Museum ribbon-cutting ceremony follows at 11:30. Food, games, live music, and much more will be available until 3 p.m., and we do hope the weather cooperates. The Cubs lost to the Pirates 8-7. Cardinals lost to the Brewers 6-4. Cubs and Cards play in St. Louis this weekend. The White Sox lost to the Orioles 4-0. Sox host the Orioles again tonight. The River Bandits lost to the Timber Rattlers 3-1. They're in Appleton through the weekend before heading home to host the Chiefs next week. Iowa Cubs lost to the Bats 3-0. Lumber Kings won. They beat the Corn Belters 16-1. They host the Springfield Lucky Horseshoes tonight. Steam Wheelers are in Nevada to face the Nighthawks tonight. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight in Colorado, with the Avalanche leading the series 3-1. They could wrap it up. Ahead of next week's John Deere Classic, defending champion Lucas Glover shot even par in the first round of the Travelers Championship. That's good for 8 shots behind the co-leaders Rory McIlroy and JT Poston. Among other Deere winners at Travelers, 2014 champion Brian Harman is 2 under par. Zach Johnson is 2 over. Dylan Fratelli 3 over, and 2-time Deere winner Jordan Spieth 5 over par. At the Travelers, 2004 Deere champion Mark Hensby is the co-leader at the Senior Open. He and Jay Haas are 4 under par. 3-time Deere winner Steve Stricker is tied for 3rd at 3 under. And among other Deere winners, 2006 John Senden, 2 over, 2003 Deere champion Vijay Singh, 4 over, and 1997 Quad City Classic champion David Toms is 1 over par. The field for the Deere Classic will be finalized this evening. Tentatively, Lucas Glover is expected to defend his title. Other past Deere winners expected to be in the field include Dylan Fratelli, Brian Harman, Zach Johnson, Sean O'Hare, John Senden, and Steve Stricker. I'm Jay Pierce.